What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You know,
I got you.
You got it. Best of all the different worlds. You know, variety is the spice of life.
Variety is the spice of life.
Yeah, keep it spicy. All right. Noon hour straight ahead, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple minutes. There is some breaking news. Is it breaking news? It is breaking,
yeah.
Kind of. We knew it was going to happen.
It's official.
And now it's official. We'll get there in just a minute. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. A lot of fun here in the noon hour.
I think, you know, when you look at this, the head coaching career. So could we just talk about the Eagles in two more segments? I mean, the thing with them is the constant part of the GM has always been there.
Yep.
You know, he's been there forever, and he's been developing. He's been through – Sirianni's his third coach, right?
Is that right?
Well, did he hire Chip Kelly? I don't know.
I don't either.
Because Chip told him to kick rocks.
Probably not.
No, yeah. But he did fire Andy Reid.
Right.
No,
so he's been there from Andy Reid to Chip Kelly. There was something between Kelly and Sirianni. I don't know who I'm forgetting. But
Doug.
Doug Peterson. Yeah, damn, won a Super Bowl.
Won damn Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the constant part about it is that you got this guy, this GM. And then we give, you know, DaCosta and Ozzie and all those, and the Ravens, rightfully so, their flowers. But this dude here, this dude's a mad scientist, man. Mm-hmm. He really, really is. And he finds him. He finds him. And then they have his Werbethal. Okay, I don't want to fire this guy. Because he's in control of what Sirianni's future is.
He's like, I really believe in him.
Let me help him.
Yeah.
Hey, Vic, what you doing? You want to go coach Ziegler? Now, we're going to have a lot of young players, and it's going to be some growing pains. But I'm going to find you the right guys. And it was some growing pains, and then the younger guys. And then Vic, after the bye week, was like, all right, scrap all this. We're going to do this. And they got better at it. And it's like, I know it's another offensive coordinator for our quarterback, but this kid, people think really highly of this guy, Kellen Moore. He's done it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Dallas's offense was really good.
He had some success.
Let's bring him in. Jalen is not the typical quarterback and nothing like that, but he'll figure it out and we'll run this thing. And there it is.
First Super Bowl champion since 1975 to have more rushing yards than passing yards. I think they had 60 more rushing yards than they had passing yards. It was like 3,866 rushing, 3,820 passing, which is crazy. Just like the
In today's
NFL, but even in any day's NFL, to have a perfect balance like that is nuts.
Unbelievable.
And then to win the Super Bowl with the rushing attack like that for the first time in all those years. I think that's right. Like, you have to have the right people in place. Empower them, trust them to make the decisions that relate to their lane, which is the player personnel decisions for Roseman, obviously the football decisions for Sirianni. They can come together on some of the coaching staff stuff, but like, to believe, we hired this guy Sirianni for a reason,
right?
Like, there's definitely question marks about him. You got the first press conference, you got some of the weird stuff he does and the way we wondered if he was mature enough to be a head coach because it felt like sometimes Jalen was like reining him back in during games. It's like, that's not a great dynamic. The head coach kind of needs to be the grown up in the room all the time. It seemed like maybe at times he wasn't, but they believed in him for a lot of different reasons. And ultimately they proved to be right about those reasons. The more that we get away from it, and certainly winning a championship with the changes that they made makes it seem even better. But the further we get away from it, it really does feel like what happened at the end of the year last year with Philadelphia when they just crashed and burned. And then they played in that playoff game against Tampa. And it looked like half the guys didn't even want to play in the game. Like, it just feels like the coaching staff just crumbled.
It
like
did.
The leadership between Sirianni and the offensive and defense coordinators, and the relationship between the coordinator and Jalen Hurts and Sirianni, it was all so strange that everything just completely fell apart from that.
And
foundation.
It looked like, and it, like, he went out and said, "Okay, I'm not going to hire none of your guys. I'm going to go get a guy.
I'm going to get a
guy that I think you can work well with.
Yeah, trust me.
Yes,
I'm going to bring in someone that's going to be good for everybody, but trust me to do it.
Right,
and then there you go.
Yeah,
and now what for the 9th year in a row, Jalen Hurts is going to have a different offensive coordinator.
He sure is.
Every year in college, every year in the NFL, he's had a different offensive coordinator.
Unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable.
And to win the way that he's won and have that sort of turnover.
It's a lot about him.
It's great. It does. It says a ton about him. Yeah. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so that breaking news was related to what we were just talking about. Kellen Moore has been named the next head coach of the New Orleans Saints, so all of the coaching vacancies have been filled. We knew that one was happening. Yeah. That was pretty poorly kept secret, but they had to keep it until now, and so there you go. Now you go from that situation in a very well-structured and run organization
Woo boy,
to the Saints, which is not that. In any way, shape, or form.
I think it's going to be a struggle for him. I think, well, we know the biggest thing he has to do now, and I'm pretty sure he did some of this as far as during the bye week of between the last the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. I don't think he did it Super Bowl week, but that week, calling guys. Calling, hey, if I get this gig, would you want to come on as this, and this? It's going to be real important who he hires as his defensive coordinator, because I'm pretty sure he's going to call plays. Pretty sure he's going to call plays. So who does he get in to come and run his defense for him?
Yeah, the hard part is because Schottenheimer got the job in Dallas, and they've got kind of a similar network.
Yeah.
And Schottenheimer hired a lot of those guys in Dallas.
Exactly.
Already.
So, I mean, I'm sure, you know, he's got to call some people that know some people in the league. What'd you think about this? Like, you know, go and get somebody like, I don't know. Oh, God. Is he Staley? Staley.
Oh, from the Chargers.
From the Chargers. Is he on
staff? He was on a staff, but not in like an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator
position.
Yeah,
so if he's out there, he's a guy with experience or something like that. Do you go find that one of them old heads? I don't know how you do it, but they got so much work to do. First order business: what you going to do with your quarterback?
Yep.
Because he's at 51. They already 51 under over. I'm sorry.
Yep.
And he's got a 51 by himself. And so, what do you do with that situation? Obviously. The roster's got to be it's older.
Can you convince them to just be like, you know what, this is gonna suck for a little bit.
Keep Derek Carr,
but we gotta eat it.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't.
Oh, you think eat it?
I eat it just because we don't have a good draft pick anyway.
They don't.
They don't. I mean, just eat it. Like let's try to draft well
because
and get as much down
fault
as we can.
They're in this,
right?
Because of all,
but let's
the
get out of it
and all of it.
Let's get out of it,
right?
And out from under some of these
and
players.
He's a relative young coach,
and maybe in getting out from under it, we're going to lose some games. Maybe we'll have the number one pick next year when Arch Manning's coming out.
Oh,
that'd be
man,
nice.
Could you imagine
Arch Manning as
a
Saint? Okay, I just figured
God
out their whole
almighty
plan right there.
Arch Manning as a Saint.
So they need to suck this year. Right?
Yes.
Get rid of all of it.
Because he's from New Orleans. He's from New Orleans, too.
His dad his grandpa's Archie Manning.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I mean, figured out their whole deal. That's his Drew Brees.
Yeah. And that's what, and you remember we talked about it yesterday, was it always Drew and Sean that mask a lot of the Saints? Saints have some good players. They have some good players. And, you know, as much as we don't like him, Sean Payton's a hell of a football coach. And Drew Brees is one of the all-time greats.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
He's an all-time great quarterback. And so when you add those pieces to his play calling with a great quarterback, you're going to win a lot of games. And your defense kind of grew together. They had some rough-ass players.
They had some good players.
Rough-ass players on that defense for the Saints. But, new era. 35 years old. Now it's all about the hires now. You got to figure out this coordinator thing.
Fox projects, wouldn't they? Maybe we'll get this predict from someone else too, but Fox projects a record 126 million viewers on average for the Super Bowl. That would break the all-time record for viewers.
Good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, kind of. Not surprised.
Nope. I mean, honestly, I'm not surprised that people watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I guess that I'm surprised that it like broke the all-time record just because the game itself wasn't great. And I feel like the record last year was probably broken because the game was so good it went to overtime.
Do you think that because Patrick Mahomes was trilling that people were just sitting waiting to see if he would come back?
Yeah. I think that probably that probably held him. They can do the thing where they can tell you when it peaked, and they're predicting that it peaked during halftime. So I think people hung around, obviously. But then also I think people wanted to see Kendrick Lamar's performance.
Yeah.
Which kind of, because some of the criticism of his performance was like that maybe he doesn't like cast a wide enough net in terms of popularity. But if like people stuck around to watch his performance and it peaked the all-time highest viewers in Super Bowl history, wouldn't that disprove that a little bit?
Well, I think the biggest,
or am I making that too simple?
I think, no, I don't think
Am I oversimplifying that?
I think it's just, you know, when people, they wanted to see him, a lot of people curious, you know, about this Kendrick Lamar fella and this song that everybody keeps talking about.
Either you like him and you want to see him perform,
or
you just like halftime performances in general.
Or you're curious.
You're curious because of the Drake thing and maybe he won't be allowed to do it, whatever. Or, I don't know, what else, maybe.
I just don't think that, I don't think that him doing the song was like an option. He was going
to
do it.
He had to.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole reason. Yeah. No, I mean, he's a great, great artist.
Yes,
great,
he is.
Great career.
Yes, he is.
But if that didn't happen, he wouldn't have been the halftime performer. Because Kendrick Lamar's been a very popular, well, successful guy for a long time.
Yes.
But this is the year that he got to do the halftime show.
Yes.
Because of that.
Yes.
So you have to do that.
Yes. That's what made it so great when he teased it early.
Yeah. Oh, it was beautiful.
It was awesome.
It was just beautifully executed.
It was awesome.
I thought the whole thing from beginning to end was great. The Super Bowl parade is going to be on Valentine's Day. Going to be a lot of like real Philly Valentine's gifts given on Friday.
Yeah. No doubt about it, dude.
It was some sort of like, what do you make like a. You get her like a football with chocolates on the inside or something like that.
It's going to be something, man.
Or you get her like an Eagles jersey that says, like, I love you on the back or something
just
like that.
Just going to be climbing poles,
there's going to be some Philly love on Friday at that parade.
Just stay out the poles.
There's going to be some unexpected babies created at that parade.
Yeah, I like this one because it seems like
a lot of Saquons in 9 months
a lot of Saquons. Brock Purdy has one more year left on his deal. Seems like Jed York and the 49ers want to get him signed. And people are saying, like, should he take a team-friendly deal?
No.
Why?
He should take a Brock-friendly deal.
Exactly. Like, why should he have to take – this man was Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
This man is a starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers and has a roommate.
Yeah.
All right, because he made no money.
He also went to the Super Bowl.
And he lives in Northern California. He
went to
the Bay.
He went to the Super Bowl and was the quarterback.
It's expensive.
So – and guys that are as average as he is have not taken team-friendly deals. So why should he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why should I take $45 million a year? Why?
No.
So we can build a roster around you.
Yeah. How about give me market value? Because that's what every other quarterback gets. Am I as good as those guys?
No.
No. That's your problem.
Yeah. Deal with it. That's what I'm saying.
And he's like, well, it's about to be your problem. If we have to pay you $65 million, no one can block for you.
Yeah,
but I'll have $65 million every year.
And I get to not have a roommate.
Yeah, I don't have to have a roommate anymore. Maybe I can get a girlfriend.
Grown-ass man and roommate. Starting quarterback. Come on.
Well,
man.
I mean, I had a roommate when I was his age.
I said starting quarterback. Starting NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Starting NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
With a damn roommate. No. I need one of these. With all that
How
money.
How old's Brock Purdy?
He's like 24, maybe?
I had a roommate.
No, he's only 24 because he was like a five-year guy. He's like 26, isn't he?
25.
25, okay.
I had a roommate when I was 25. I had a roommate when I was 28. 20, yeah.
But you were in grad school then.
Uh-huh.
So you stayed on campus.
Nope. I didn't stay on campus.
But you were in college still.
Well, I was grad school.
Grad school is college.
But between then, I had roommates because I was broke. That's why. Is that we don't have to beat around the bush.
What?
I was poor. I didn't have any money.
There's nothing wrong with that, dog. No. You were a struggling college student.
No, I wasn't in college. I was a professional.
Grad student.
I wasn't. I was a 27-year-old man who had a college degree. And a job. I was broke, so I had to live with other grown men.
I'll leave that alone.
No, there's nothing
it's
to
okay,
say.
But that's okay, but you're not, it's not a bad thing.
No, I was fine.
Yeah.
Like in hindsight, there's been better times in my life, but it was what it needed to be. You know what I mean? All right, we'll come back. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams going to join us at 1:20, talk some college football with him. All that coming up.
Hey, Doug, I just saw this morning that one of your favorite people, one of your favorite athletes of all time, is now an NBA owner.
Oh, yeah. I saw it went through.
Yeah, it went through.
The sale went through.
The sale went through. Alex Rodriguez.
Good for him.
Is officially an NBA owner.
You know, it's been, he's needed something good to happen.
Yeah,
for
man.
Him.
It's been tough.
Being a billionaire and being a broadcaster.
It's been rough, man. Yeah. It's been rough. But yeah, now old boy's like, damn. Because he saw, I'm talking about the former owner now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay, hold on. Who's this guy we drafted? You probably didn't know who he was. Anthony Edwards? Oh, he's good.
Huh. He looks.
Huh. Hold on. Let me see the ticket sales.
Oh.
Jersey sales?
We're in the what? The Western Conference Finals for the first time since when? All right.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Rod.
Rescind the sale.
Man, how was you playing, dog?
Yeah.
You know how I get when I be drinking, man. Yeah, you be selling stuff.
You thought I was serious about that?
Yeah, I just be selling. Remember that yacht? Yeah, I was drunk when I sold that one.
Anybody ever tried to, like, take back the sale of a franchise? Like, that's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
People do that in life sometimes. Yeah. Like, no, I was just kidding. I didn't really want to do that. Yeah. Like, all right, sure, I guess.
He tried to renege on a franchise.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. And they had to go through all, that's why it took so long. They had to go all through the court process and all that. And finally the judges were like, no, you sold it to them, and they own it now.
Yeah,
so, A-Rod and his buddy are the owners of the Timberwolves now. Unfortunately, the Timberwolves kind of suck again. So not really, but they're not what they were a year ago.
They did three 40-point games? Like, he's balling. He's shooting so much. I know what I had fun with this morning. I saw DeMar DeRozan. That was a hell of a game between the Kings and the Mavericks yesterday. He was just unbelievable. He had 40 points last night, right, on 22 shots. So that means that he didn't efficient. Do that but mid-range.
Oh, yeah.
Just the middies.
Yeah, man.
No long range, no nothing.
Dude,
the middies.
The DeMar DeRozan little turnaround from the free throw line.
Money.
Oh, dude. That guy is absolute monster.
And his money. But, yeah, we talked about the trades because we were before we came on, we were just, you know, sitting back and because Dallas Mavericks have had people removed from the games and stuff for having signs. You said it was a 12-year-old kid. Get your young ass out of here, too.
Yeah, I don't care how old you are.
I guess you
don't get to criticize our general manager publicly.
Abe was saying one of the guys who got thrown out was singing the karaoke song instead of singing. He said, fire Nico.
So the big fella, if you've seen any of the videos or pictures or anything, the big fella that got kicked out that had one of the signs, they had him on like in-game karaoke whatever and when they panned to him, he did the, I don't know if his mic was on yet, but he hit the fire Nico.
Yeah,
and that's pretty easy lip read.
Yeah, but it's pretty easy. Yeah, but now they're all banged up. Anthony Davis might be out for a while. They're talking about looking into different treatment, maybe surgery, and then, you know, they lose another big. And, you know, I understand the fan angst and whatever because he is a generational type player. But then you got the owner that's coming out, and it's like they're really trying to, obviously, you want to have a united front, mm-hmm. something like this, as if the organization, everything like that. Obviously, you want to do that. But, like, the oversell of trying to, like, kick Luka in the mm-hmm. ass mm-hmm. is just, it's real funny. It's real funny because I'm trying to think, are you trying to save face for your fan base by seeming like it's a united front?
Yeah, well, they're trying to justify the unjustifiable.
But that's what I'm saying, like, do they think it's working?
No.
Of course not. They were telling people they can have their money back for season tickets.
Well, they might think it's working, or they might think that it's going to work, but
it's not
working.
They better think it's going to work.
And it's not.
They better?
Yeah, well, it's not going to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if Anthony Davis has to get surgery, just fire Nico right now. Like, seriously. Seriously, because they're not going to be good without Anthony Davis. Like,
they thought all their bigs, man.
I know. But, like, Anthony Davis and Kyrie, at least for the short term, had a chance. That's a fun duo. That's a good duo. I don't know where you really believe they are in the Western Conference, but I didn't see them going to the finals last year.
Right,
they did. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you never know. I mean, you get into the dance and maybe you can make a run, but right now they're in the eighth spot. Like, without Anthony Davis, they're not better than the Thunder, Grizzlies, Nuggets, Lakers, Rockets, Clippers, or Timberwolves.
No.
Like, they're probably going to lose more games. If they find themselves outside the playoff line, because the only way they had to make this thing, like, stomachable for Mavericks fans was short-term success.
Yes.
They had to capitalize on the short-term. Kyrie, Anthony Davis, some of the – Clay is still there.
Nice
like
shot,
Clay,
Clay.
Yeah, like,
nice
you shot. Know, you got to sort of make it happen soon. If Anthony Davis can't play, then it failed.
Yeah.
Because Luka's about to have 10 years in L.A. at least. And if Luka's the same guy, we said this a million times, like, if Luka's the same as he's been, you lose the trade by a mile.
Mm-hmm.
If Luka actually goes there and becomes,
they like, might fire the governor,
a workout guy, and become, like, gets, you know, whatever, like, LeBron, the Mamba mentality. Yeah, man. Like, this is not hyperbole. Like, I know a lot of times in this day and age when people say the reaction to stuff always has to be the biggest and best and craziest of all time.
Right.
Like, this really does have the potential to be the worst trade in NBA history.
It does.
It really does.
Yeah, and it's crazy because they lost Dirk. Dirk was in L.A. last night.
Dude, they lost Dirk.
Dirk has a statue.
The man has a statue in front of the Mavericks
Dirk
arena.
Dirk was in L.A. chilling.
He was at the Staples Center last night cheering on Luka with the free 77 giveaway shirt that they gave out.
Wow.
I don't know if he put that on or not, but they had the free 77 shirts on all the seats. LeBron had his 77 jersey on for warm-ups. They let Luka check in. Like, they introduced him last. Like, always LeBron goes last in player intros. They let Luka go last. Yeah. Like,
well, LeBron technically let him go.
Right, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but LeBron let him go last. And I'm sure LeBron will go back to being last in the next game.
Yeah, great job. Not till I'm gone can you be last.
Yeah, I understand.
That's
you're next.
That's always the coolest thing. Too.
Sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you want to go last.
Yeah, you got to go last. In basketball, I either want to go third or last.
Okay.
If I want to go first, if I'm going to go third, I'm going last.
The funniest one for me was when the Hawks were tanking, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it was like, somebody still has to go last.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, tonight it's going to be Torian Prince, and we're going to sell it.
Yeah.
from Baylor.
But you got to.
No, you have to.
You got to.
You have to. You have to. Look, man, if you're in arena entertainment, and that's the people that do the best jobs are the in arena entertainment for bum ass teams.
Yes.
Like, because they have it in there like a rock concert every single home game.
Right.
Even if you're tanking and you're playing the Hornets and it's a Tuesday night, you know what I mean? In February. It's an event.
Right.
It's a time. Right. And they're doing great. The lights are down. That was the thing that always made me laugh was like in those games, I'd be trying to do my pregame and like the lights go down and they'd got pyrotechnics. It gets hot. Like if you're sitting close enough to that thing, you burn your eyebrows.
Right.
Off.
Yeah, like, but that's
like
but,
all
but,
this for but, okay. all this for Dennis Schroeder. All right.
with that bird.
Yeah. Selling the hell out of that thing. And then I'll fast forward to me in the post game show. All right, tonight's player of the game brought to you by blah, blah, blah. Kent Bazemore, 16 points, 8 rebounds.
Yes.
Hell of an effort, Kent.
But that's why you're a professional.
I guess.
Yeah,
I was laughing through it and going as fast as I could.
That's why you're a professional.
I guess. But that was something we were talking about with teams that tank. It's like, it always seems like a good idea from the outside. And maybe that's what the Saints should do right now. Like they have teams don't do it in the NFL as much as they do it in baseball and basketball, which is funny because in the NFL, you literally get the number one pick if you're the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in basketball, if you're one of the three worst, then ping pong balls decide your fate. Like in the NFL, if you're just crap, you get the first pick.
That's what we were just
talking. You really do get the first pick.
And that's something we were talking about last segment as far as the Saints. They hired a new coach, Kellen Moore, to be their head coach. And what their plan of action should be. And it's like, just eat it.
Yeah.
Eat it. Be bad.
They got to eat it for a year.
Yeah, be bad. Get the number one pick. And if you get Arch Manning, dude, that's good. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to revive. Just having a Manning.
Yeah.
Having Arch.
Yeah.
As your starting quarterback. Oh. Because Kellen's he's still relative. No, not relative. No, he's really young.
Would he be the youngest coach in the NFL?
Yeah, he's 35.
I know, but
yeah,
there's, you know.
Yeah, I think he is. Okay. I don't know how old Lem Cohen is.
And all these guys are like 35 now.
But what I'm saying is, like, you get him in there, and then you make a hard decision, and you make it to a point where, you can't do that because it ain't going against rule, but you got to make your Saints fans feel and let them know that, hey, we're going to be really bad this year.
Yeah. Without saying it, because you can't say it.
You can't say it.
Because here's the thing.
But it's going to be a rough, rough year.
Here's the thing. Like, fan bases are entitled to react however they want to any stuff. Like, you disagree with it respectfully, and you can. But fan bases are pretty simple. Like, if it's going good and you're winning, everybody's going to be on board. That's obvious. The alternative to that is a vision that's clear. Like, you can be bad if it's for a purpose,
mm-hmm.
right? Like if it feels like there's a vision with which like you're headed. Like when the Hawks were doing what they were doing, it wasn't any fun. Nobody enjoyed it, but at least it was like, all right, like, you know, this is going to result in some draft picks and hopefully that turns into some winning down the road. Like you can sell a vision. You can't just be rudderless
right. And
just be like, well, I don't know. We're probably I think it's going to be good. We signed that guy and we got this guy now. And I know we've been 8-9 for 3 straight years, but I think this one's going to be different. Like, you got to either be good and mm-hmm. obviously good. Like, clearly, again, this is an obvious statement. If you're good, people are happy. But then have some sort of clear vision that people can be like, okay, I see what they're doing. If the Saints did that, I think it'd be pretty easy for people to be like, all right, it's going to suck for a year. But if it works, we're going to get that guy. We're going to get out from under all this money. We got a young coach. They could start building
right.
it. In sort of the way of getting all these guys on the same career trajectory as opposed to all these guys being old. Some of these guys are from the last regime. We still got Taysom Hill out here playing 10 games a year if he's healthy. Like, I think you could sell a rebuild. You can sell being good. You can't sell whatever it is that all the other teams in the middle. The middle is the worst place to be.
I agree.
You can't be in the middle.
We're the Falcons.
Middle. That's where they are.
Yeah.
Same place the Hawks are.
Yeah.
The Falcons and the Hawks are in the middle. Right?
It is what it is.
It's what it is.
But you said your perfect analogy earlier today. It was spot on. But I'll get to it after break.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with both. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Abe, you know a lot of stuff. We're going to test you.
Yeah. It's because
my wife has the week off, right, from work. So she's at home. And the good news is she's not building a chicken coop.
Because it's raining.
Or any, that's the only reason. Or any other, like, I think we've done and this is, I'm jinxing it now, but like we've done all the stuff we can do. Like every room has been renovated since we moved in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so the only thing we can do now is re-renovate some room we already renovated,
right.
Which she already did that. She's done the guest bathroom twice already. We've lived there for 6 years. But so she's going through stuff we don't need, which is great. Because we have a lot of stuff we don't need. I think a lot of houses have a lot of stuff
yes.
we don't need. But we just have so yes. much stuff we don't need. So she found like a couple boxes of and like a couple shelves of stuff that she had saved from our wedding. Because we kind of like decorated our own wedding just to save some money, like buy this there, whatever.
Yeah.
So she had a lot of the stuff saved over that maybe she was going to use for somebody else's wedding. She's like, I thought we'd use it for my brother's wedding. And I was like, well, he got married 3 years ago.
Right.
So we didn't. And my brother's getting married this summer, but they didn't want any of this stuff. We asked them. So she said, what should I do with these votives?
Yes. And you said, and
I said, I don't know what a votive is.
And then I said to you, what the hell is a votive?
What's a votive? Do you know what a votive is, Abe? No, Abe doesn't know either.
Okay.
So it's like a candle holder.
Oh,
you know what a
Damn.
Votive is?
Damn.
Why'd you know that?
How do you not know what a votive is? I'm shocked that all three of y'all didn't know what a votive is.
What the hell is a votive? Well, we know what it is.
It's a candle
now.
That you use to heat potpourri with. It's a tiny little candle. It's about that tall.
The candle is a votive?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought the glass was a votive.
No, the candle itself is a votive, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay, because yeah, my wife, she got.
We have them.
We have those things. I never knew what it was called. I don't like it.
No, I don't like those little short candles.
I don't like it. I don't like this.
They pretty much only have one use.
I don't
heating potpourri.
Like the smell of potpourri.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yes. I don't like the smell of potpourri. Just not. I don't know what it is.
I was scarred by potpourri when I was a kid. I thought it was like edible.
Oh damn!
Big
homie.
Mistake.
Yeah, that. Like, there's two things that coming from Angel McMichael's home that I don't have in my house. All right, I don't have potpourri because that was Mama's thing.
Oh,
and I don't have incense. All right, I do not have incense. All right. Every time I go to the gas station I go to all the time, and he knows me and everything, and so a few of the times I'm in there, I'm behind somebody, and they got the incense, and I'm just looking, and I'm just so curious when you go to the corner store and you come away with one incense. What is that for right then at that moment?
Do they sell them one at a time?
One
incense?
But I'm just curious. Like, are you expecting company, bruh? Are you, like, I don't.
You're probably purchasing that with one Swisher.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, you got the one incense. So is the incense for the car because you got the blaze?
I don't know. No, you don't put incense in
your
car, do you?
Exactly. So I'm just like, you came and got one damn incense.
I was a big incense guy when I was single.
Me too.
Let's have some incense in the room.
Because I'm thinking that, you know.
Yeah, set the mood.
Set the mood.
Seemed like I'm classy or whatever.
As I became more of a grown-up, I was like, No.
You go from being an incense guy when you're single to now you're a scented candles guy when you're married.
Yes.
Because they're all over your house.
Scented candles. And she got this one thing, Andy, where you put it, I don't know, it's some kind of light. That light that keeps the candle going, like you don't have to light it, but it
ultraviolet.
The ultraviolet rays go through the candle and it goes out.
Is that
now,
right?
Is that an actual candle or is it the scented wax?
Abe, I don't damn know,
because that's becoming a big thing. It's like the scented
hot?
Wax. The
is that what it is?
Little like squares.
I don't know, dude.
Of wax.
That thing just be fumigating through the house.
Then we have these other things that plug into the wall
that send
out good smells.
When I was single before my wife, that's what I had.
Yeah,
they were all over the house.
Yeah, those are good. You need
those all over the house.
Single, I made a big mistake buying those.
I get married and they're gone.
Well, that's because you got the UV ray candles.
Yeah, I get married and ain't no more plugins. And when I went to try to buy plugins, she took them out.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What does she need all the plugs for?
Other stuff? She just don't want me to have mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
My in-laws have this thing that's in the bathroom and other rooms of the house that's like this incense thing. And every, I don't know how long the time is between, but every so often, it goes, and it spritzes out
the
smell.
Have one of those,
and that
too.
That thing freaked me out the first time I was in the bathroom. I was like, what's that?
Try imagine being downstairs at 4:30 in the morning by yourself because it's right behind my chair. And it.
Yeah, that'll freak me out
does
a little
pine,
bit.
She has the pine one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, don't be standing close to that thing. You might get maced.
Yeah, exactly. That's not good for the eyes, for sure. Anyway, she said, what should I do with the votives?
Somewhere.
And I said, throw them away.
Yes.
Or take them to Goodwill. And she was like, well, I can't do that. They're valuable. Like, all right. So she's selling them for $30.
There you go.
So
that must be a lot of freaking votives.
There we go.
Like a whole big box of them?
Or just a couple really valuable ones. I have no idea how many votives there are. I didn't either.
Maybe, tell her,
tell her you made your 300. It's time for her to make hers.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the start.
Now we got 330.
330, baby.
Oh, man. We keep this rolling in. We're going to be out of student loan debt in no time. All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. The back page with Bo. Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
What?
You know, Bo's right. The votives are the candles.
I don't know.
So okay. Then what's the candle glass? Anyway, it doesn't
candle
matter.
Candle glass.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So picture this. So y'all mentioned earlier how nobody wants to watch any of the All-Star festivities. Granted, and the most popular festivity last year was a three-point contest because Sabrina was in it. So Caitlin Clark's already turned this one down. How about a dunk contest? Because nobody wants to dunk against Mac McClung. Because nobody wants to get beat by a dude that doesn't even play in the NBA. Cooper DeJean, Mac McClung.
Oh, yeah, because Cooper can dunk.
Cooper can dunk.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all
for it. He doesn't play in the NBA.
Yeah, Cooper can dunk.
You know? Why not?
Who else can we get in there? Brent Berry can judge it.
Brent Berry can judge it. There you go right there. But there's this white dude that's on YouTube that Samson showed me. They be doing all these crazy dunks.
Is it Mac McClung?
I don't think it is.
Jordan Kilgannon?
Could be. Is it Jordan Kilgannon?
I would bet you it is.
If I'm going to tell this, I don't know. Again, obviously, I don't know the dude's name. Abe? How do you know?
Is that a big time YouTube dunker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Jordan Kilgannon.
Jordan.
It's a good name.
He's the one that's got like the viral video of like Gary Payton not knowing he could dunk and then showing out.
Haven't seen it.
It's a couple years old.
Okay.
But I am a fan of Gary Payton's.
He was pretty cool.
The glove.
Abe knows all the YouTube sensations. I never heard of this guy either.
Abe's a sneaky, he's up on what's going on the internet.
Yeah.
He knows a lot of like streamers. He watches Twitch.
All the sports.
Do you
come
watch
on, like,
Twitch,
the Ocho
Abe?
And the Nino.
Yeah. Okay.
He's watching Twitch.
I
watch Dylan race on Twitch. He's terrible.
Pathetic. I asked Dylan about, because people may know, probably, Dylan's a big Drake fan.
Uh-huh.
So I just asked him about the halftime show. I was like, so what did you think? And he said, I was seething. That was great. It was a great answer.
So y'all mentioned Luka's game, late first game in LA last night. Among Dirk Nowitzki was also joined by Rich Paul, Floyd Mayweather, Will Ferrell, and Chad Smith in the same building. Adele was there, and thank the goodness that all these
celebrities were there.
Who's Chad Smith?
Chad Smith is the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who Will Ferrell is like his doppelganger.
Oh, they do look a lot alike.
A lot alike.
Yeah, okay.
Before the trade, average ticket price to get into a Lakers game, $131 on a Monday. After the trade, this game last night, $358.
Yeah, I believe it.
Average ticket price.
Debut game.
Monday.
Yeah,
debut game. Yeah. People want to be there for that.
Yeah, man. I had two opportunities when I played for the Chargers to go. When the Heat came, and we went to see Miami play, and UD hooked us up with tickets. And then me and Donald were going to go. And it was the day we were going to go, the night before Kobe tore his Achilles.
Oh.
Yeah. So we were going to go up that night, that morning, stay, hang out with her mom and stuff, and go to the game. And damn it, that night before we were at our friend's house, and Kobe tore his Achilles that day.
Ah, brutal.
You talking about trying to resell them tickets?
No kidding.
Dude.
Nobody wanted to go to that.
Dude, they were nice. They were good seats.
Sure.
They were good seats, and I could not resell them damn things. But nadin'.
I went to the Staples Center for a Clippers game one time.
Right.
It was fun. I mean, it was like that era Clippers.
Okay.
Chris Paul and those guys. That was fun, yeah.
So y'all mentioned LeBron letting Luka come out last. Here's Luka talking about that.
He texted me in the morning. He said, whatever you want. And I said, for him to text me that is just amazing. So shows what kind of person he is. And, you know, he let me have my moment. So I really appreciate it.
Last time ever? Until there's no LeBron?
Yeah.
That's a one-time deal.
Yeah, that's a one-time
deal. But what if Luka starts playing better than LeBron, which he probably will?
No.
No? So that's
I'll be honest with you, man. I don't know if he will. Like, I think Luka's going to play really well. LeBron's playing great.
Have you seen this dude?
LeBron's playing incredible.
This dude is just on one right now, man.
Yeah, man.
Just on one.
I don't know how it's possible at that age that he's doing what he's doing still. Like, I mean, it's just outrageous. He scored 24 points last night, 10 of 17 shooting, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Just like, and Luka, the other thing, it's going to take Luka a minute. Like, he's obviously hadn't played since Christmas, so he's a little bit
new dietitian over there,
out of shape. Yeah. But he was like, I don't know if I've seen this or maybe I was just paying attention to it because it was him. Like, first stop and play. Like, it was 2 minutes into the game. Somebody had free throws. He's walking over the bench. Somebody give me a water bottle. Yes. Give me a little sip here.
Yes.
Inhaler.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good on Luca, though. Luca gets to town and immediately donates $500,000 to wildlife recovery from the fires out in L.A.
Smart.
I have some numbers behind the 126 million people that that watched the Super Bowl. 14.5 million of those watched on streaming platforms. So I would imagine that number only goes up in the future. So the Super Bowl itself did peak in the second quarter, 135.7 million viewers.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, you know, the subset of people that didn't like the halftime show are now trying to make a big... So after the halftime show was over, they lost a whopping $1.3 million. Of 135 million that were tuned in, they lost a million.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody
score was also 17-0, it was looking like 24-0.
I think it was 24-0 at halftime, wasn't it?
I think it was 17-0 at half, and then or either one.
Either way, yeah. I mean, I was surprised just because of that. Like, I thought if the numbers were going to be down at all, it was like, well, the game wasn't good. Like, the last handful of we had three Super Bowls in a row that were decided by a field goal. Yes. Last year's Super Bowl went to overtime.
Yes.
And we had one of those throwback '80s Super Bowls on Sunday where one team got blown out. Like when we were kids, I thought if anything that would damage the numbers, but clearly not. People really like watching the NFL.
It's pretty cool.
Really like watching.
Here's further proof of that. So the playoffs averaged 35.2 million viewers. The average game this season in the NFL averaged 17.5 million viewers.
Wow,
this season,
pretty good.
Yes. Something else on the Super Bowl here. So we talked about Serena coming out and seawalking all over Drake's grave. So, of course, Stephen A. Smith has to have a problem with this. Now, I do slightly see where he's coming from, and I'd like to get y'all's opinion, being married men, on Stephen A.'s comments about Serena going out to tease Drake.
If I'm married and my wife is going to join trolling her ex, go back to his ass, because clearly you don't belong with me. What you worried about him for and you with me?
I got to get that leak back.
This is kind of a bigger scale than what he's talking about, though, right?
You know what? I wish he wouldn't have said what he said, honestly, but... I see what he's saying. I see the perspective that he's saying, but I don't agree with this one for some reason. Like, if you so still hung up on your ex, because you know what I mean?
Sure.
You still worried about him. You still want to troll him. You should go be with him. But I just don't like him saying like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But is she even really hung up on him, though, just because she participated in this? I thought it was just an opportunity for her to join Kendrick and saying,
yeah.
You know.
But then it goes, then it starts getting those. That's why I hate when, because people view sports through the loudest mouth sometimes. And they view it like that. And then all these other tentacles come out of her doing it for this reason. And it's just something like, she's just dancing.
Yeah. That never would have crossed my mind.
Yeah, she's just dancing.
Now I'm trying to think of, like, if Ashley was seawalking.
She's just dancing.
Because some ex-boyfriend or something like that. I'd be like, all right, pretty funny, I guess. I would care.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I guess, man. Like, but
it just that thought process never would have entered my mind.
But that's like, it would have never entered my mind.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, but I was like, dude, did he really just say that? Yeah, he did. I'm like, all right, Steven. you done had some bangers lately, but that one right there was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. And I had trouble finding audio on this because of Netflix, I'm sure, but George Kittle shows up at Monday Night Raw in Nashville last night, sitting right behind Pat McAfee. So every time they show Pat McAfee and Michael Cole on the screen, Kittle's right in between them, just sitting there being a goofball. He actually participates, runs into the ring when Penta, who is a luchador that just recently joined the WWE. So you know of George Kittle's first down celebration? He actually does it after touchdowns, too, if you've ever seen it.
No.
He actually got his touchdown celebration from this wrestler, Penta. Sierra Miedo means no fear.
All right.
There you go.
He's a big wrestling guy. He's a big old. He's a big
huge.
He's a big wrestling guy. So that seems like that's probably going to be his second career. Also,
I hope so.
Yeah. I hope so too.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be his second career.
All righty, we'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Hawks with another win last night over the Orlando Magic. Brandon Adams going to join us in half an hour. Talk some college football with him. AMA to wrap things up as always at 1:40. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.